With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Four major wildfires raging across Los Angeles County. At least 11 people have died, with officials warning the true toll won't be clear until it's safe for investigators to go into neighborhoods. More than 100,000 people are under evacuation orders, with tens of thousands more under warnings. As homeowners in Pacific Palisades return to their neighborhood for the first time, resident Greg Benton looks at his remains of his home.
Well, this is what's left of the home that I grew up in for 31 years. We just had Christmas morning right over here, right in front of that chimney.
Resident Greg Beckman says there's still one thing he'd like to be able to find.
Family heirlooms that are the ones that really hurt the most. We can build a new house, but my father told me his grandmother, so my great-grandmother's wedding ring is somewhere in this pile of ash.
Also at SRNnews.com, as Americans continue to lift up prayers for the hundreds of thousands of California wildfire victims, the newly reelected Speaker of the House says Congress would be wise also to turn to God. On the Salem Media Group program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana says lawmakers would benefit from praying for guidance.
Some people say that's a controversial notion. It's really not. That is the history of our nation. In times of great challenge, our previous generations of leaders, certainly the founders of this country, went to their knees in prayer. They sought God's guidance. They knew that the problems and the challenges were greater than they themselves, and they needed a higher authority, and they needed guidance that makes us one nation under God, and a nation that God has so blessed.
Speaker Johnson's complete interview will be broadcast on This Week on the Hill on radio stations nationwide this weekend and starting at 10 a.m. Eastern later today on the Salem Media News Channel. This is SRN News. Would you let a robot write your sermon? SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Most pastors say no. What we're really talking about, of course, is artificial intelligence. A new report from the Barna Group finds nearly 90% of clergymen would feel uncomfortable using AI in the process of constructing their weekly sermon. However, 88% would have no problem with using it to design graphics for the church, and about 80% would use AI to, quote, assist with marketing and marketing materials. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rears its head in Poland. Authorities are trying to track down the person who painted graffiti on a memorial for those who were deported to concentration camps from the Warsaw Ghetto during World War II. Writing on social media, Israel's ambassador to Poland, Jacob Levine, says shameful vandalism. Poland has a special responsibility to protect Jewish and Holocaust sites, holding vandals accountable. This is SRN News. Israel hits Houthi military targets in Yemen. BBC correspondent Jonah Fisher has more.
Israel says it struck the ports of Hodeidah and Ras Issa several times, as well as a power station at Hezyas, on the outskirts of the Yemeni capital Sana'a. In a statement, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the Houthis, a rebel group backed by Iran, were being punished for their repeated attacks on Israel. Since the war in Gaza started in October 2023, the Houthis have regularly fired missiles and drones at Israel. The vast majority of them have been intercepted before reaching their target.
The Department of Homeland Security says about 600,000 Venezuelans and more than 200,000 El Salvadorians already living in the United States can legally remain another 18 months. Yesterday's announcement comes barely a week before President-elect Trump takes office with promises of hardline immigration policies. You'll find more news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.